Yeah, when I talk about safety when it comes to Halloween, the biggest thing is visibility. Mm-hmm. So we already talked about traffic, right? We want to make sure that traffic is paying attention and looking for the unexpected.
Yeah.
But same way with kids, when we're dressing up, we want to make sure that we're visible. So that could look like a bright costume. That mm-hmm. way other people can see you.
Mm-hmm.
It could look like having flashlights or something flashing on. That way it makes you noticeable to other traffic.
Mm-hmm.
It could be crossing at marked crosswalks, because that's a big deal.
Right.
A lot of times I see on side streets kids darting out between parked cars to go to the other side of the street, back and forth, back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a great idea, because we as drivers, we are expecting people to cross at a crosswalk or a intersection.
Right.
And as we're coming down the road, we can't see someone in between a mm-hmm. parked car.
Yeah.
So make sure to go straight down the line on one side and back up the other side.
Yeah. And with respect to drivers, first of all, Trick or Treat is on Saturday of next week,
right? Yeah, the 25th. Here in Findlay. Yep, October 25th.
Different communities have different times, though. So be aware of the Trick or Treat times in your community so that you know to expect the unexpected.
Absolutely. Yeah, be aware of what's going on. Yeah. Be aware of when these events are happening.
Mm-hmm.
And like you mentioned, here in Findlay, it's on October 25th from 6 to 8 p.m.
Okay. Commit that to memory and just be aware of it if you are driving. And then aside from all of the costume safety and making sure that kids can see and, mm-hmm. you know, all of that, we've mentioned in the past, making sure that they don't have a tripping hazard or things like that, you know, some of those things.
Yeah, so some of these costumes can be quite large, and maybe the train's behind you where you have kids following, stepping on someone's costume,
mm-hmm.
causing someone else to fall. So just be mindful of how much the costume is hanging out behind you, and also appropriate footwear.
And there's a big one too. We don't want anyone getting hurt that way, hurting themselves or hurting others, or again, with respect to, you know, crossing the street and falling while you're crossing mm-hmm. the street, you know, all kinds of dangers there. But the safest option is to go through familiar neighborhoods, be with a group, not on your own, you know, all of that kind of thing too.
Yep. So go as a group. There's strength in numbers, right? We talk about that. As a matter of fact, when I go in and talk with kids, we always talk about not taking candy from strangers. But mm-hmm. what are we doing on Halloween, right? We're taking candy from strangers.
Right, exactly.
So it comes down to strength in numbers. We have to be with a group. We're with a trusted adult, a parent, right, kind of following us around.
Mm-hmm.
We're also not going into people's houses in most situations, right? Usually candy's being passed down the porch. There's plenty of people around. So make sure that we're together with a group of people. And also, when we're looking at the candy, make sure to inspect it.
Yeah.
Right. Something I would encourage parents to do: when in doubt, throw it out, right? There's plenty of candy. Mm-hmm. If a piece is open, just toss it.
Yeah. And I know that over the years, there have been a lot of alarming stories about tainted candy and things like that. Most of that turns out to be urban legend rather than truth. But you never want to take any chances.
It's very rare that something does happen.
Mm-hmm.
And like you mentioned, usually it's just something that someone reads about on social media and there's no truth behind it. But that's not to say something like that can't happen. So mm-hmm. we want to make sure to be safe regardless.
Yeah. And just like with any other excursion, probably a good idea to know where your kids and hopefully mom or dad are going along with it. Because I remember when I was young, dad would go along with us on trick or treat and mom would stay home and hand out the candy to the kids. So maybe you're, you know, dividing in the responsibilities that way. But you should always know where your crew is going and what the planned route is.
Yeah, and have a kind of a check-in time, right? And in the age of cell phones, everything else, it's pretty easy to kind of keep track of people and just check in every now and then. Hey, this is where we're at. This is what we're doing. This is when we're going to be home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, again, these are not nothing new here in terms of Halloween safety. We talk about it every year, but certainly something we want to be cognizant of to make sure that everybody gets through the spooky season without a whole lot of spooks.
So, absolutely. Yeah. We don't necessarily want those scares at Halloween outside of the normal fun houses.
It's all supposed to be in fun. It's not supposed to be serious. So let's take it seriously and make sure that it stays fun is the bottom line. Again, Brian White, the Findlay Police Department, with us this morning.